So I'll just introduce myself and Vangelis, and then we'll kind of give you the kind of what we're going to cover today. So just for context, I'm Connor Fitzmaurice. I'm a Seconda national expert working in DG Connect H4, which is the unit responsible for the European Digital Identity Wallet Initiative. I'm on the technical team, where my main responsibility is around the large-scale pilot projects that we're currently funding under the Digital Europe program. So,
thank you. Thank you, Connor. And my name is Vangelis. I'm with the contractors that actually implement the parts of the open source, the libraries that you're going to see today, and you will be able to reach them. And we have also people with the team, the technical team here, like Babis and Nikos around, so we can all get questions as well for the repos, etc. So, Connor, back to you.
Thank you. So, what we're going to cover today, so I'm going to kind of set out the overall context for the initiative and some of the kind of policy goals. I won't take too much time, as I know we want to get kind of the meat of the matter in terms of the ARF, the technical specifications, and the reference implementation, which we've been developing. So yeah, without further ado, I'll just kick into kind of the context of the wallet. Some of it might be quite familiar to you, but just to kind of cover it. So the motivation for the European Digital Identity Wallet kind of came around 2020. Obviously, then going into 2021, we had COVID, the European Digital COVID Certificate. But in general, around 2020, there was kind of an assessment around the existing EID schemes following the